What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman for AwesomeO.com, and I am back with my NBA DFS contenders on DraftKings for Wednesday, November 24th. Now, be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman. Let me know in the comments section who is your favorite and least favorite of my contenders. And finally, shout out to No House Advantage for being the presenting sponsor of this video. Use the promo code AwesomeO when signing up to get up to $25 on your first deposit. Now, we're rounding out the bottom of my top 10 with De'Aaron Fox, Tyrese Haliburton, Anthony Edwards, Fred VanVleet, and Jalen Suggs on the outside looking in. Who will be my favorites? My top five plays for today? It's time to find out. In first at number five, we got my boy, Jake Puddle. He's center eligible, 5,700. Projected for 35, the goal's 39. He's in the optimal lineup 16% of the time. Puddle came back after an extended absence and is playing bigger minutes. I got him in for 32, and he is not priced like he's going to be going back to his normal role. 1.1 fantasy points per minute. Projected for a straight-up double-double, 12 points, 11 boards, 2.5 assists, and almost 3 stocks. It's a pace-neutral spot against Atlanta, but it doesn't really matter here. If we're assuming that Jakob Poeltl is just going to go back to normal starter minutes, he shouldn't be 5,700. He's an excellent value for today. Next up, at number four, I'm taking a look at Malcolm Brogdon. He is point guard eligible, just 7,600. Projected for 43, the goal is 47. He's in the optimal lineup 16% of the time. The minutes have been really weird for Indiana over the past three games, but if this game is competitive, I see no reason that Malcolm Brogdon is not playing 35 minutes. If he does so, he's a 1.2 fantasy point per minute guy, 27% usage this season, 21.5 points, 7 boards, and 6 assists. What more do you want? Here's the key piece, and this is why I love the Indiana Pacers today. They're taking on the second fastest team in basketball, which is the Los Angeles Lakers. The Pacers will gain 3.2 possessions above their average. That is as good as it's going to get. You're gaining an extra like point and a half for Malcolm Brogdon just by the matchup. And it's not like the Lakers defense has been all that great this year, particularly at the guard spot. So Brogdon for 7,600, sign me up. Now at number three, I'm looking to Harrison Barnes. He's small forward, power forward eligible. Just 6,200, big time price drop. Projected for 35, the goal 41, and he is in the optimal lineup 17% of the time. We know how many minutes he's going to play. It's 36 in competitive games, always. I'd say 0.95, somewhere in that neighborhood, fantasy points per minute, 21% usage, 18 points, 8 boards, 2.5 assists, and a stock. Mild pace down spot against Portland, but I think we're going to see Sacramento getting out and running a lot more now. I think that's a benefit to someone like Harrison Barnes. I think their pace should go up slightly, but I think we're just going to see something a little bit different. We saw Chimezie Metu leave the starting leave the entire rotation, to be perfectly honest. Nothing's changing for Barnes. I think he's going to keep getting exactly what he needs, and at 6,200 with MPE, that's big on this slate. At number two, I'm going to Orlando, and spoiler alert, I'm going there for number one as well. Power forward center eligible Wendell Carter is just 5,500, projected for 35, and the goal's only 38. He's in the optimal lineup 18% of the time. I gave him 28 minutes. Now, I think his minutes are a bit in flux, but I don't think it's crazy to think that Wendell Carter Jr. plays 32 minutes here if this is competitive. I've got him at 1.2 fantasy points per minute, 20% usage, 12.5 points, 11.5 boards, 3 assists, and a stock and a half. But it's a really big pace up spot for Orlando. First of all, you get the power forward center eligibility. Massive for Carter. Charlotte, this matchup, Charlotte's really fast. Orlando's gaining 3 possessions over their average. That right there takes Wendell Carter from like a 34 fantasy point projection to the 35.2 that you see here. I think there's minutes upside. He's the type of guy I want to get to in GPPs. I think he looks perfect here. He's my number two, but he's not number one. Before we get to that number one contender, one last reminder to please hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman, and then let me know in the comments section who is your favorite and least favorite of my contenders. Don't forget to sign up at No House Advantage using the promo code AwesomeO so that you can get up to $25 on your first deposit. Final contender number one for today, that would be Franz Wagner. Small forward, power forward eligible. For some reason, only 3,900. Projected for 27, the goal's 31.5. He's in the optimal lineup 20% of the time. He's normally a 0.8 fantasy point per minute guy. I think it's a little bit higher because there's just more possessions per minute in this game thanks to Charlotte. 31 minutes for Wagner, 12 points, 5 boards, 2.5 assists, and almost 2 stocks. but the pace up spot is the best. You get small forward and power forward eligibility at a sub 4K price tag. If Gary Harris happens to be out, those minutes are even firmer. Love getting to Wagner here. It's not going to be like the most fun play in the world, but if you need value to pay up, Franz Wagner is your man. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on DraftKings for Wednesday, November 24th. FanDuel version is around here somewhere. Check it out. Good luck tonight, everybody. Win some money. I won't be back tomorrow because it is Thanksgiving. So happy holidays to you. Or I guess happy Thanksgiving. Holidays is too early. I don't even know if I'm supposed to say that any longer. Just enjoy tomorrow if you're off and spending time with your family. And even if you're not spending time with your family, enjoy it either way. I'll be back again Friday morning for another edition of The Contenders.